This episode sponsored by Acronis. At Acronis, we believe the data, applications, systems, and productivity of every organization should be protected against loss, theft, and downtime, whether it's caused by cyber attacks, hardware failure, natural disaster, or human error. From MSPs supporting clients to enterprises serving global users to organizations handling sensitive data, we lower risks, improve productivity, and more. Visit www.acronis.com and get your organization cyber fit.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hello, welcome to MSP Zone, where you will hear stories, conversations, tips, advice, guidance that you will rarely hear anywhere else on the planet as long as it's related to managed services. And today is no exception. Today we're going to be having a conversation with an MSP business owner, operator, about the very important topic of cyber insurance and actually some good news about cyber insurance for MSPs and how some MSPs, at least, are tackling and winning on the issue of renewing their cyber policy and even getting their premiums lowered. Yes, you heard me right, getting it lowered. Joining me from Dallas, Texas, the owner of Sagis. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 1996, I believe.
A good long time, over 20 years. Carl Springer from Sagis. Welcome, Carl. Thank you for being on the program. So, you have had, just to set the backstory for everybody, you've owned this MSP business for a while. You guys are, I mean, you had some really, you know, deep, you have deep ties still to the MSP sector, not just because you've been around forever, but you've got legacy relationships with some of the, you know, longstanding RMM vendors that go back ages. But you guys have had cyber insurance for some time, correct?
Yes, we've had it since 1995. We've had it the entire time. I mean, we've always had E&O and whatever those liability, professional liability insurance offerings are.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably wasn't called cyber at the time, but covering largely the same thing. You're probably no stranger to the amount of angst that a lot of service providers, integrate, you know, anyone who does remote work, but largely and mostly MSPs, have been really struggling over the last several years because of the increased pressure of security and the sensitivity of security being out there in the public so, you know, prevalently, that it's really caused some problems in just getting and paying a normal rate for cyber. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what you've seen your peers going through, or even maybe stories that you've had over the last couple of years leading up to this year?
Yeah, just as I've been talking to other MSPs in the area or around the country, the one thing that I've found consistently over the last couple of years is that cyber insurance rates have been going up. And when I talk to different companies, the premium increases can, in some cases, can be three times what their premium was the year before. Typically, it tends to be 50% to 100%. So a doubling somewhere, it could be as much as doubling in most of the cases when I'm talking to folks. So this year, when I was actually the last 2 years, as I have put our budget together and what we're going to spend for our cyber insurance, that number, I just budgeted in, I just doubled the amount, said this is what we can probably expect. And yeah. So my expectation going into actually last year was going to, and I say last year going into the 2021, was that we were going to have a fairly significant increase. I had exactly the same anticipation this year. So anyway, when we, and surprisingly, we didn't have an increase. We had just a very, very minor increase in 2021. And this year, we actually had a little rate reduction, which was surprising to me that we had that.
Well, I want to get to the rate reduction because that's the main point of the story. But you had been seeing rate increases over the last several years. Many other MSPs were seeing the same thing. So we know that that's, you know, at least anecdotally true, but I believe that it's true across the board.
Actually, Sage had not been seeing rate increases. We've been maintaining relative, 2%, 4%,
But always inching up, right, though?
A little bit, but nothing that was of any significant concern. But obviously, the focus on cyber and ransomware, cybersecurity in general, has just been elevated over the last 2 years. So it just seemed reasonable that that the insurers were going to be paying a little bit more attention to their underwriting as opposed to what they had in the past. So my anticipation was we're gonna be following that pack.
So I get that. And by the way, for those that don't know you, Carl, I mean, you're a CPA by trade. It's what you did before you had your MSP practice, if I'm not mistaken. So you're accustomed certainly to budgeting, but also you're accustomed to professional liability insurance. I mean, even though it may have been on the accounting side, had you ever seen the accounting profession see such a radical, I call it radical, jump in premium cost for their professional liability insurance?
We saw some right after the Enron debacle back in the early 2000s. So the premiums did go up a fair amount, nothing like we've seen in the cybersecurity realm over the last couple of years, as I've been talking to other MSPs. But yes, we have seen some period of time of that. And again, our firm, we experienced a little bit of it, but we kept our nose clean and had a good record. And so we didn't get hit that hard with the increases.
Yeah. So as all these other service providers of varying levels of maturity, I'll admit, and I have some suspicions on, you know, on why we've seen such increase of premiums, but going into this year, especially, several things were happening behind the scenes. And you may, and I know you heard some of the discussions because I know you were on several of the panels at MSP World a couple of weeks ago and knew some of the other of your colleagues who were experiencing this. But there's been a phenomenon of MSPs actually helping their customers, their clients, their managed services clients fill out cyber insurance policy questionnaires. Have you seen that at all within Sages?
Very common.
Very common.
And in fact, yes, very common. It's not unusual that as soon as that comes to our client, that the client is making a phone call to us to help them go through and fill it out. In the past, the questionnaires were maybe one page and pretty straightforward. Now they're getting to be they're asking a lot more questions, and from insurer to insurer, you're seeing the kinds of questions vary all over the place.
So it's not a consistent set of questions. It's just very ad hoc, would you call it, or just?
No, there's a focus to it in turn. I mean, they're all security related, MFA, single sign on, firewall configurations, external access. So it's just when you're the way that they're worded, it's hard to check a box yes or no, because there's a little bit more detail that needs to be added in to the questionnaire than just simply a yes or no.
So okay, so they're asking important questions in an perhaps inarticulate or immature way. When I say immature, in a non-studied way, meaning there's a lot left to the answer or the question.
You do, yes, you do see that. And so, yeah, and obviously the concern is whenever you're filling out any sort of questionnaire for cyber or actually any insurance coverage, you want to make sure that you're answering it. And accountants, we never like to use the word accurate, but we don't want to misrepresent. And you want to make sure that there's not something that could come back and void the policy that you paid for.
Absolutely. So I find that particularly interesting that in the backdrop of all companies, not just MSPs, all companies around the globe generally facing much tighter scrutiny of even getting a cyber policy, but if you had one to begin with, seeing rather sizable rate premium increases this year and potentially even last year. And yet, what we just discussed, the MSPs undoubtedly, because you're not the only one, are being asked to fill out these forms. Now, that doesn't make you an expert in cyber insurance, but it does, I think, make you an expert at least in proper IT security for your customers. And it's in that backdrop that Carl, I just find it really hard to believe why the focus is so heavy onto the MSP that you're the expert helping your customers, and yet they're treating you no different than the customers you're helping fill out the insurance. Does that make sense?
Because we get the same questions asked about us that are being asked about our client.
Yeah. All right. So enter 2022. I've not heard of anybody else in your experience, which makes this such a positive story, in my opinion, and worthy of being told. A lot of the MSPs are reporting fairly major rate increases for their premiums. And you guys have the opposite. It's not just that your rate doesn't go up. It's not just that your rate stabilized from last year. Your rate goes down. How did you do it?
Okay. Well, the primary thing that I did was I just had a conversation with our insurance broker and educated them about the MSP Cloud Verify certification that we go through every year. So we've done this for the last, I think we've gone through 3 years of certification, and part of that education was pointing out that the MSP Cloud Verify is truly a certification. It's something that we discussed in Orlando that I have not seen any other certification, which is basically minimum standards, best practices for the MSP industry. And so the first part was to educate on the fact that it's a certification as opposed to a SOC 2, which is an operational control engagement. So a lot of people think that a SOC 2 type 2 report is some sort of a certification or compliance. And it's not. It's an operational control engagement. It says, here's what we're doing, here's what we're not doing. So, and it has a lot of value in terms of companies that are doing due diligence on MSPs. But if the person that's using the SOC 2 report is either just checking a box and not actually reading it, or is reading it but doesn't really understand what they're reading it, then there's some limited value to a SOC 2 report. I mean, I think it's a very, very valuable report, and I don't want to diminish it, but yeah, it is what it is. It's an operational control engagement. On the other hand, the MSP Cloud Verify, which very closely follows a SOC reporting.
Both
issued by CPA firms and is and actually maps to other standards in addition. That particular report is a certification. And so as a certification, it essentially, again, meets best practices, minimum standards. So if you're not doing certain things and you're not, then you're not going to be able to get the certification. And the fact is that having independent third-party auditing verification of the representations that the MSP is making. So within that process, we assert that we are doing certain things, and then the auditor looks at it to say, yes, they are doing these things or they're not doing these things. So that process of having an independent third party CPA firm that comes in and applies their testing and issues a report, and also that report is followed up with the certification from the MSP Alliance, that has, I believe that has a lot of value. And there's education to in the insurance community, whether it's to brokers or to underwriters, that about what that really means. And so when this was 2 years ago, when I was thinking we were going to get a significant rate increase, I had a long conversation with our insurance broker who had changed over the last year. That's the reason why I had to have another one. But I had a long conversation about this and wrote up and gave them information about the difference between certification, operational control engagements, third party verification and auditing, reports that are issued, et cetera. So I just said, you know, send this to the underwriter. Our report is available, both our SOC 2 Type 2 and our MSP Cloud Verify if they want to review it. But these are available to them, and I'll be glad to share that with them. So anyway, when we went through that education process with our broker, sent the application, also sent that information along with it and sent it in. And so in 2021, like I said, we had probably, I mean, it might've been a 2% rate increase. And so I was pleasantly surprised, but it's like, okay, they're going to get me next year.
Yeah.
And so this year our transition to another representative at our brokerage, and and I went through basically the same process, and we sent the information in. And then what happened for us was that I got a phone call from our broker that she said, Carl, we haven't seen this before with any of our clients, whether they're MSPs or non-MSPs, but your premium, you actually had a rate reduction in your premium. That's not significant, but it was a rate reduction.
It counts. It doesn't matter if
it counts. Exactly. And we were simply expecting, I mean, I shouldn't say this because now they're probably going to hear this podcast and they're going to come back and say, oh, he was expecting 100% increase. So let's tag him with 25 or 50 next year. But, you know, I'm putting myself out there for the community. I'll take a bullet if I need to. But the fact was that I got that phone call, and for me, I look at it from, we just went through and did an education process with our broker. And
just to be clear, Carl, just because someone's going to say there's some smoke and mirrors here, there wasn't like a material change, like you cut in half your limits, or you did anything radical to the policy that would do that. It was just the same basic policy as you had years past.
Yeah, we have the standard policy limits that our attorney and our, you know, it's pretty standard for everybody in terms. So there's nothing special. I didn't up our deductible. We didn't do anything. We just renewed, and the renewal, like I said, was I got this phone call. And so
had your broker sent you this now infamous set of security policy questions leading up to your renewal point for this year?
Every year we have gotten that. And in fact, with this particular insurance coverage, the questions have remained essentially the same, unlike some that we get from our clients that have expanded from 3 or 4 pages to 6 pages, have gotten, you know, obviously have become, there's a lot more. There's a lot more that's being asked on that. And yeah, Frankly, I expect to see more questions asked in the future with our coverage.
All right. So you get so you're heading into a 2022 renewal. You get the infamous questionnaire that all the other MSPs are getting.
Actually, ours is not that infamous compared some of them. But yes, it's the questionnaire as opposed to the infamous questionnaires that we've seen.
they're wanting information from you. At that point, just so everyone out there listening can understand, you said, I'm not going to fill, because I know some of these are really lengthy. Did you or did you not fill that questionnaire out?
Oh yeah, we completed the questionnaire, okay. And then I put a supplement on it that talked about our MSP Cloud Verify engagement and certification, and I highlighted that as this is a certification, and then I also indicated we also have a SOC 2 Type 2 operational control engagement. Both of them, but the certification is a minimum standards best practices level requirement in order to get a certification issued.
And that seemed to be, in your opinion, the trigger or the linchpin in their understanding of what Sagis had and ultimately a premium reduction.
I can't tell you that that was it. There's a lot of factors that go into your premium every year, and one of them is just your claims history. And so, if you've kept your nose clean and you haven't had a claims history, then that's a big factor in terms of underwriting also. But to me, when I look at whether it's the insurance underwriter or even just a client that is considering our services, the ability to have that MSP Cloud Verify report and certification, I think is significant, because it does signify that the company has gone to the effort to put in place policies, procedures, documentation, and to undergo a very, very thorough examination of their processes by a third party.
Sure. Did you find that the insurance questionnaire asked questions that you had already been asked and had already been addressed by your MSP Verify project?
The answer would be yes. It might be styled a little bit differently, but yeah, the questions would be plus a lot more information. So
yeah,
there'd be a lot more information, obviously, in the MSP Cloud Verify.
Oh,
report.
So the form was surface level questions.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, we've talked about this. I would like to see the insurance industry really not just some of the insurance underwriters, but across the board, just like the SEC recognizes an audited financial statement. I'd like to see the same thing with the MSP Cloud Verify report, that when they send you the application and the questionnaire, that you can, the first box is, you check that, do you have an MSP Cloud Verify report? You check that box and it says, skip the next 24 questions and sign your name. So that would be sufficient underwriting.
I think that sounds like a challenge to our insurance committee on the leadership council. And I think that's a fantastic idea. But a lot of this is education, as you said at the beginning. This is not just that, because MSP Verify has been around, Sagis has been around. You've been doing things largely. I know that you evolve, but it's not like you just started yesterday or the year before. So this is really the variable, if you want to call it that, is the broker understanding what it is that you do as a company, as an MSP, and then understanding the significance of your MSP Verify certification to articulate what it is that you already do.
The answer is yes, but I did the articulation in terms of the supplement. So I don't want it to get lost in translation. So I simply put together an explanation of, here's our certification, here's the different reporting, third party, and this report is available, and we meet minimum standards. So basically, I put together a document that went with our application and made sure that our insurance broker was advocating for us in the underwriting process.
Yeah, well, I can't help. help but repeat that this is such a good news story about, you know, in several years of just, you know, some unfortunate news, you know, around the world. This is a really good story of things maybe turning around for, you know, for, I don't say things have been bad for MSPs, but it's a good thing that related to cyber premiums just skyrocketing, to see them actually start to lower for MSPs is a positive sign.
Yeah. And for all the reasons, I mean, we didn't, when we originally did the MSP Cloud Verify process starting back in 2017, I think it was 17, 18, when we first started that particular process, insurance was, you know, was the last thing on our mind in terms of why we did it. We did it for all sorts of other reasons. And I mean, you and I could do 30 minutes an hour on all the benefits, forget insurance, all the benefits of the MSP Cloud Verify. But it's certainly nice that that investment of time, energy, development of our processes, procedures, and it's not that we didn't have them, but we've just taken them to another level, that what we've done there has had some other benefits to it.
Yeah, no, that's just fantastic. So for everybody's sake, to summarize, it's not just MSP Verify, MSP Cloud Verify. It's not just that you're doing things the way you should be doing. It's also having that educational conversation with your broker. It's, and Carl, maybe you could shed some light on this as our final parting comment. You really need to find the right broker who is willing to have an open understanding and treat you as an MSP as if you actually have some level of knowledge and experience that they do not. Because I think that the opposite is maybe true. There's a lot of insurance companies that look at MSPs like, well, I have to educate you, the MSP, on what you should be doing. And I instinctually, that doesn't sit right with me. But
yeah, and I mean, I've never had any, I have not had that particular experience. But like I said, I'm my history as a CPA and being in public practice and dealing with outside third parties, whether they're, you know, financial, they're banks, they're, you know, whatever it is, that I've always found that putting together a clear explanation of here's what's going on, this is what's available, this is what's been done, this is why it's been done, putting that together and not leaving it to the telephone conversation, you know, the rumor mill, essentially, that goes a long way in terms of making sure that everybody, that the message is communicated clearly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, number one, for sharing, coming on here and sharing that story. I have a sneaking suspicion that once people start to hear this, that, you know, whether it's probably at the upcoming MSP Alliance peer groups, you're going to be a very popular guy. They're going to be buying you a lot of drinks to hear how you tackled and ultimately won this important battle, because I think it's a momentous battle to talk about and to have. And I hope sincerely that more MSPs follow the route that Sage just took, because that's what we need.
Well, after being in Orlando for 4 days, I don't think I'm going to try to keep up with the old guy, the young guys anymore. So,
they'll buy you a cup of coffee. How about that? Or
there you go.
All right, Carl Springer from Sages, thank you very much, and congratulations again on that important win with your cyber insurance. And like I said, I don't want to speak out of turn, but you know, if people want to talk to you, I hope they reach out to you honestly and talk to you one on one about your experience, because I think more MSPs need to take your approach. It's a good one. It obviously had a successful outcome. And that's why we thought it was important to have Carl on to the MSP Zone today. So Carl, thank you very much for being here. And that's all for now.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.